The church is serving as the first responders in the California wildfires. A documentary on Iran is a challenge to the worldwide church, and believers in Russia are helping homeless and orphaned youth. These stories and more straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. For the first time in a week, firefighters in Southern California seem to be getting the upper hand in fighting the wildfires. The fires scorched 500,000 acres and displaced close to a million people.
Churches always serve as a first response for people to turn to in times of crisis.
That's World Vision's Joe Carcedo, who says they're partnering with their church network to help those left destitute by the fires.
We have personal care items, hygiene, diapers, things that people need most immediately in crises like this, where frequently they have to vacate their homes. We're working through our networks to bring those resources as they may be needed.
It's times like these when the spiritual needs become evident, too.
One of the things that World Vision does particularly well is engage people in a way that's supportive of the crises and some of the concerns that they have, but to also walk with them on their journey as for many of them might be reaching out to God perhaps for the first time.
Next, the United States announced new sanctions against Iran yesterday, putting additional pressure on the rogue nation's nuclear program and terrorism. While sanctions are being imposed, a documentary has just been released that will help educate the West. Open Doors USA is supporting the work of Joseph Hovsepian. He describes a cry from Iran.
It's really an action thriller drama and has all the genres that makes it appealing documentary. It covers a lot of areas and also it informs viewer that what is happening even today in the church and in the nation of Iran.
Hovsepian says the documentary is designed to change perceptions of Iranians.
Not all Iranians are terrorists, but a lot of them are good people that are looking for the true God and they find it in Christ. There are many Iranians that come to Christ on a daily basis, and they are so thirsty for Christ.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Hand-me-down jackets would have been the only option for many Moldovan children this winter, but Little Samaritan Mission's Face of a Child coat project is meeting that need. Many Christians took part in donating new jackets since inflated food prices made buying new coats impossible for many Moldovans this year. Now thousands of kids will get warm winter clothing. Pray that as the coats warm their bodies, the scripture that comes with it will lead many of these kids to Christ. Meanwhile, college life and mission work are two worlds being melded with a simple challenge. Eminence Laura Carlson, a student at Grand Valley State University, says a new project bringing studies and Bible translation together appeals to her age group.
20 Christian students at Hines Community College in Mississippi took on a challenge to donate $22 this month. It's a part of WordWinds International's Operation 22. For every $22 donated, another Bible verse can be translated. Director Gary Davison says while time is in short supply during the semester, students don't want to just sit back.
They want to be active in their faith, so any opportunities that we can give them to be on mission, whether it's doing local stuff or doing spring break stuff or even providing them summer missions opportunities, we want to put that before them as much as we can. And so this is just one of the ways that we could help students be on mission and be a part of what God is doing all over the world.
Get your group involved. Visit our website. For Mission Network News, I'm Laura Carlson.
And Slavic Gospel Association supports the work of church partners in Russia as they reach out to the homeless and orphaned youth. The Good News Church in the city of Ufa meets in the basement of the police station. It's a hostile environment, yet the missionaries faithfully minister to kids on the street and coordinate a summer camp. They're on the front lines of a spiritual battle. They're asking for prayer support as they share the hope of Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. HCJB Global is making available the free book, A Bridge into Missions, a comprehensive guide to mission trip preparation. It's a story of one man's mission that will prepare you for God's work at home and abroad. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.